your key. Let's walk together. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Great God you are. We thank you tonight. We thank you for being such a mighty and awesome God. Oh, God, we come to lift your name up with the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on and let's worship the Lord. Thank you, God, for being so mighty. Thank you, being so worshiped. God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For this is the day that you made, and God, we will rejoice. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh. I lift my hands in total adoration to you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my doubting ways are gone. I will sing to you with song. I just wanna say that I love you, Father.
I'm come on and let's clap our hands to Jesus. Hallelujah, let's clap our hands to Jesus. Come on, wherever you are, put your hands together. Come on, wherever you are, put your hands together. We welcome you into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, we come to celebrate Jesus. We come to clap our hands. We come to count the joy. Hallelujah, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. Can we just lift our hands and tell the Lord, thank you. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, come on, come on. We welcome you here tonight. Amen. To Mr. Mohan Zachary Ministries and family. Hallelujah. We come to celebrate Jesus. Amen. Like hallelujah. We come to celebrate Jesus. I don't know about you, but I know that God's not dead. He's dead in my eyes. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Hey, I know God's not dead. He's still alive. I know God's not dead. I know God's not dead. Come on, Micah. I know God's not dead. I know God's not dead. Thank you. No, no, no. set us free, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I stand to introduce to you my husband, amen, my leader, my bishop, amen, my chief servant on tonight. Amen. I introduce to some and present to others, amen, the pastor, the leader of Praise Tabernacle Church Incorporated, amen, and the bishop and overseer of the Zachary clan and two seats for Hickory View Drive. Bless the name of Jesus. So I introduce to some and I present to others, none other than Bishop Omar Zachary.
Bless you, brother. Amen. Take nobody. Look at a neighbor. If you got one, look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Amen. Let's turn real quick to Philippians, the second chapter. Philippians, amen, the second chapter. We're going to pick up from where we dropped off from on Sunday morning. Amen. This is part two. Philippians, the second chapter. We're taking a look at verse number 9. Amen. Philippians, the second chapter, verse number 9. How many of you know truly can't
nobody
do you like the Lord?
Nobody.
Amen. Somebody wrote a song and said, I searched all over. I don't know about that, but that's what they said in the song. They searched all over and can't find nobody greater. And that's the truth. Nobody greater than our God. Amen. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. So glad to be here. And we're here in Jesus' name. They used to sing an old song in my home church. I forgot who it was. You just sang it, but they said, so glad I'm here. So glad I'm here. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. The song got real good. They said, I'm a shout while I'm here. I'm a shout while I'm here. I'm going to shout while I'm here in Jesus' name. Amen. I went to my wife's church and they put another verse. It's the will of the Lord that I'm here. That's one of the back to the Bible. I don't know which mother song. Who song that is back to the Bible? Mother Brown, amen. God rest her soul, amen. Not my grandmother, Mother Brown, but Mother Brown out of Back to the Bible. Amen, amen. She said, it's the will of the Lord that I'm here. Amen. It's the will of the Lord that I'm here. It's the will of the Lord that I'm here in Jesus' name. Amen. And then there's somebody said, come on over here where the table is spread and the feast of the Lord is going on. Amen. Listen, we don't want to worry your patience tonight. We thank you so much for tuning in tonight here at Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries, our Thursday night service. Amen. And we're doing this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're doing it in Jesus' name. We want to thank all of you from all over the world that are tuning in on tonight. Thank God for all of those that are watching us live on Facebook. Amen. We greet you in the name of Jesus. Those that are our YouTube audience that will be watching this a little later. Amen. We greet you also YouTube from all over the country, all over the world. Thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday night service. Whenever it is that you get a chance to watch this. Also our Chaos Blog Talk Radio, Elder Derek Oliver. Amen. We thank God for him and his precious wife and Chaos Blog Talk Radio, all the sponsors and all our engineers. We want to give a shout out to Kensington Care Home in London. Amen. Assisted Living Home in London. Amen. Thank you so much for being a part of our Thursday night service. We also want to give a shout out to our listeners and viewers in Germany on the AM radio station. Amen. Blog Talk, we thank God for you. Amen. And also, we are pretty soon, we are looking to be in, I think it's Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. Nassau, Bahamas. Amen. So, amen. God is really taking us all over the world. Amen. And we are just grateful. We're just glad to be able to be used of God in a time like this. And if the world ever needed the Lord before, it sure do need him now. Amen. Philippians, the second chapter. Thank God for my precious wife and all five of my babies, all five of my children in here. Amen. On tonight, we thank God for Sister Asia. Amen. Our YouTube correspondent. Amen. Thank God for her being here. Oh, she's a good people. Amen. Her birthday is the day after mine. She got to be good people. Amen. I told her Sunday, we just a couple years apart. Amen. A couple of hours apart. And just a few years, not many, amen, not many years, just a few years apart, amen, greatness, amen. All right, y'all know I'm trying to be true, no later than 8 o'clock, amen, tonight. Philippians, the second chapter, verse 9, y'all can have it by now, right where you are, amen. Read it with me, just one verse we're going to read on tonight, starting out anyway, so we can get our topic. Philippians 2 and 9, on the count of 3. Help me read that tonight. 3. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Amen. Let me read that one more time. Wherefore God hath also highly, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Look at a neighbor. We're going to use the same subject. Amen. As we used on Sunday morning, just look at somebody, you got someone, and tell them, say, neighbor, there's something about that name.
Maya, right here.
Amen. Amen. There is something about that name. Father, it's in Jesus' name that we come before you tonight, humbly as we know how. We ask now that you would please send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy, that the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service. But all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, every heart shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. I see you, Everblue and amen. So glad that you're in on tonight. Amen. So grateful for the good news that we got. I ain't going to tell it. I'll let y'all tell it. Amen. But we're so grateful for the good news for the Blue and family. Amen. Sister Kenya, I see you. And several others. Amen. I see you out there. Amen. There's something about that name. Amen. And as we say on Sunday, one of the most exciting things for an individual is to hear their name called. It's funny, you can be in a crowded room, you can be in an auditorium, you can be in the Congress Center, you could be in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium watching the Falcons. You could, Ever Oliver, amen, part-time Falcons fans. You could, Ever Taylor, Ever Bluette, amen. We know deep down inside, y'all wish y'all could be Dirty Birds, amen. But deep down inside, no matter where you are, you could be in a loaded church, you could be in a restaurant, you could be in, amen, in traffic. If you hear your name called, if someone says your name, it's just something about you hearing your name. Even in a crowded in the mall, amen, if you hear something that sounds close to your name, that thing gets your attention. Have I got a witness here tonight? Amen. I'm often reminded, amen, with my children as they play football and baseball and basketball and on the field or on the court, amen, in a crowded gym or on a crowded football field, on a crowded baseball field when everyone else is screaming and shouting. It's just funny how I can call my child's name, amen, in a crowded area, and they automatically recognize the voice, they recognize their name, amen, and they can even find my voice. They can find me just by me calling their name. Even my baby son, Ice Pick over here, he's a part-time drummer tonight. Even at the age of 2, I can try to hide from him while we're out on the field somewhere, and I can call his name. And by me calling, and I don't have to say Omar before, I can say Ice Pick. He knows his daddy's voice, and he knows his daddy called him by that name, and it automatically gets his attention. Oh, yeah, he could be having a fit. He could be swinging his baseball bat. He could be doing all kind of things. But when I call his name, it gets his attention. Look at somebody and say, just call my name. Call my name. Amen. So it's something about that name, amen. And whether you're in school or in church, amen, you want to hear your name called. We talked about that on Sunday, amen. And it's a special feeling when you get acknowledged. We all feel excited. It's a special feeling when we get our name called, amen. And it's even funny. It's even more funny. God bless you, Deacon Berger, amen, another Falcons fan. I see you tonight. It's even funny that you and someone else can have the same name, amen, but there's some distinction about your name, depending on who it is that's calling it. Y'all ain't going to help me. Lord, y'all ain't going to help me work tonight. Amen. Yeah. There's something about that name. There's something about your name. If you ever want to be distinguished, you got to get your name out there. Y'all ain't going to help me here. If you ever want your business to grow, you got to not only have a business plan, but, amen, after you get your business plan, you got to get your name out. Y'all ain't going to help me talk tonight. Amen. The truth of the matter is, certain names carry more weight than others. What do you mean by that? When you hear certain people's names, when you hear certain family names, amen, it automatically brings you to something. It automatically, whatever that name is, there are memories that associate with that name. Good, bad, or the ugly. Amen. Good, bad, or the other. There are things that are associated with our name. Amen. And listen, as we stated on Sunday, let's pause for station identification. And the question still stands, what happens, amen, when people hear your name?
Uh-oh.
I think it was Cheers that said, you only go where everybody knows
your name.
Y'all ain't going to help me here tonight. Amen. What happens when a person hears your name? Is it something positive or is it something negative? When people accuse you, amen, and I enjoyed when we said this on Sunday, so I want to say it again because there may be some on here tonight that was not a part of our Sunday morning celebration. Amen. But look here. Here it is. When people accuse you of being a believer or not, just on your name, amen, based on what they know about you, based on the name you have, not just at home, but in the community, the name you have on the job, would you be found guilty based on your name of being a believer? Ask yourself that tonight. Well, amen. If I ever had to go to court based on my name, amen, and on my name I was standing trial, amen, and being accused of being a believer of Jesus Christ, could you find enough witnesses that could come to court on your behalf and testify on your behalf saying, yes, that's a good name. That sister, yes, Brother Hill, Sister Hill, yeah, that's a good name. Be the one to confess or testify that that person is a believer based on the name, based on their attitude, based on how they carry themselves, they present themselves as a believer in Christ. Why don't you clap your hands and tell the Lord, thank you. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, your name precedes you. And what that means is before you show up, amen, your name has already arrived to the spot. Some of you here, especially back in your worldly days, they knew if you was coming to the party was going to be, as the old folk would say, off the chain. Amen. Because they knew, you knew how to turn up. And some of y'all here, this is what the kids now saying, you just lit. Amen. Folks know when you show up, the thing is going to jump off. It's going to party. Amen. The party going to be good. Amen. Even in church, some of you, amen, folks know if they sit on your row, your whole row is going to be praising God throughout the whole service. They know that if they sit in your section, your whole section is a praise section, all because your name precedes you, meaning you've already, amen, showed your character. You've already shown who you are even before you arrive. Let me tell it again. You've already proven who you are before you arrive. And some of you, because your name got there before you, amen, folk didn't want to invite you to certain places. Y'all ain't going to say nothing now. Amen. People didn't want you to show up in certain places because they already knew about your name. Huh. Not only positive, but negative. Them say, if they coming, I ain't going. You ever known anybody like that? Maybe in your neighborhood, maybe in your family. Amen. Sometimes folks got crazy folks in their family. If that cousin don't be there, I ain't going. You ever had to ask who's going to be at the family reunion? Amen. You ever had to ask who's going to be at the funeral? Amen. Because if that crazy uncle, crazy auntie is going to show up, amen, we already know we better not go because there's going to be some trouble. And it seems like that auntie and that uncle, amen, that crazy cousin always get on program. Y'all ain't going to let me hear tonight. And when that crazy family, amen, I'm just talking about us, amen, I ain't talking about nobody specific, I'm just preaching about what I preach, when that family member throw up, amen, everybody in the family head go down because they already know, because that name, we already know they crazy. And any and everything is liable to come out of their mouth. And they don't care if they in church, amen, they change the church, if they in the club, they supposed to be singing, amen, a Mahalia Jackson song, amen, and before they get through, Mahalia Jackson done turned into Freddie Jackson. Y'all ain't gonna help me hear. Mahalia Jackson done turned into Tito, amen, Jermaine, Michael, amen. Y'all ain't gonna help me hear the Jackson 5, 6, 7, and 8. Oh, yeah, they done, Lord help me hear, they done remixed the whole song. But it was no shock to y'all because y'all's family, y'all already knew how this person was. So when they begin to act up, amen, to a lot of people, it ain't no surprise. Why? Because their name precedes them. Their name arrives before they get there.
Yes.
And it's like that in the church, positive or negative. If a person knows, let's just talk to your preachers for a moment, amen, they know you preaching, are they going to show up because your name precedes? Okay? And that can be good or bad. A lot of times folks won't show up, even though you can be a good preacher, but because they know you're going to preach on sin, they may not want to show up.
Yeah.
That's why we don't get mad at whoever, amen, folks want to be a part of the church, don't want to be a part, and you're not going to change what we're preaching. Hey, you ain't going to change the way we preach. You ain't going to change the way we praising God. There's no money, amen, that can do it. There's no attitude. There's no fortune. There's no fame. There's nothing you can offer us to make us change who we are. So our name precedes us. Amen. In this community, our name precedes us.
Right.
Y'all ain't going to help me here tonight. When we go into any school, our name precedes us. From the mayor's office on down, from the mayor's house to the Waffle House, our name precedes us. Look at the neighbor and tell him, say, there's something about that name, though, something about that name. Let's look here as I get ready to close this. I think we got to verse 9. Let's look at verse 5. Let's go to verse 5, and I'm going to get ready to close this tonight. Let's look at verse 5. Hopefully you got your Bible. Philippians, the second chapter, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in who? Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What type of mind did Christ have? Okay? What type of mind? Watch this. I'm going to be through it in 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Watch this. What type of mind? Since Paul going to write to the church at Philippi and tell them the church, listen, y'all getting caught up in the wrong stuff. My Uncle Curtis, if he was preaching, he would say, you worried about the wrong thing. See, often we get caught up in the wrong stuff. We get our attention. Some of us got short attention span. Amen. We can't concentrate long enough and hard enough on what's important. So we get, amen, thrown off by other stuff. So Paul is writing to the church as I'm preaching to Praise Tabernacle to everybody all over the world that's listening. Paul says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In order, Sister Martin, in order for Paul to have to tell the church this, there had to be some other mind that had took hold of the church. There had to be some other ideology. There had to be some other scheme that was trying to infiltrate and take over the church. Something that was not Christ-like. So Paul has to tell them, let this mind. There's no way you can lose your mind, amen, if you got the mind of Christ. Come on, Brother Zachary. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. What type of mind, Paul, did he have? Listen, verse 6.
who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. In his rightful place, he stood next to God. He was God. He was God in the flesh. I can't hear nobody. So verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. They thought it not robbery to be equal, seeing eye to eye with God. This is what he did. But he made himself of no reputation. How many of you will do that? Huh? How many of you will do that? Knowing that you have the authority, you got the power to do certain stuff, but you don't do it because you're trying to, amen, in this instance, win a soul. I know they got cigarettes, and I know they drinking, and I know they smoking weed, but God has given you an opportunity to witness to them. But you're so saved and so sanctified, so Holy Ghost filled, amen, when you won't take the time to share the good news, the gospel. Let this mind, Jesus, in rightfully so, amen, was eye to eye with God, but he called it not robbery to be equal. But what he did is in verse 7, but made himself no reputation. What are you saying, brother pastor? Amen. Anytime Jesus did something in the gospels, he referenced God. And he was saying, while he was praying, he would say, Father, I know you hear me, but for the people's sake. I know you know who I am, and I know our relationship, but for the people's sake. I'm referencing you so that they are the me you sent me. I can't get no help here tonight. So that they don't know. But he made himself no reputation. Jesus didn't walk around with a big crown on his head saying, I am God. He didn't walk around like that. Some of you, that's why folks can't work for you. You, amen. You supposed to be a boss. You supposed to be a supervisor. Can't nobody stand working for you. Because you don't know how to treat people. I can't get no help now. Don't nobody like being around you because you're not fair. People, you don't know how to treat folks. You always got to, amen, flex your muscles. You already got to, as the old folks say, throw your weight around. We know it's your house. We know it's your party. You can cry if you want to, but you shouldn't have invited me if you're not going to treat me right. Don't invite me somewhere you know you're not going to treat me right. Well, Jesus could have thrown himself around, but he made himself no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. When he was rightfully, amen, a king and still king and even king here. But he took on the form of a servant. I know you're the pastor. I know you can preach, but can you serve? I know you're a bishop. I know you're a chief apostle, but I want to know, can you serve? I know you can be served, but can you serve? Help me tonight here. Amen. I know you always want your name on the marquee. You want your name on the fly. I saw something a couple months ago. A prophet, somebody, they got mad because their name wasn't on the flyer. Like, when did the church, when did we, shoot, when folks ask me for pictures and stuff, you know, you don't need no pictures, just put my name on there. And if that ain't enough, you ain't even got to put my name. As long as I know I'm coming, and whatever you want to do to let folks know Omar coming, just do that. But you don't need no picture. I don't have no, well, Doc, you got to get your glamour shot. What the? I don't need no glamour shot. You need to send me a picture. When they ask for a picture, I send a picture of my whole family. I don't need to be on nobody's marquee. I don't need to be on nobody's flyer. My name precedes me. Y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight. And my name first precedes in my own home, where my wife and my children honor, amen, and respect me. Lord, y'all going to make me go there again? Don't make me go there. Y'all know I don't mind talking about family. Okay? So, Jesus made himself no reputation, but was made in the likeness of man. And being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Y'all remember what he said during the conversation? I could have called a legion of angels. I could pray to my Father, and he would send a legion of angels to fight on my behalf. But if I do that, then there will be no remission of sin for you. If I call the angels to fight Jesus, and he didn't even have to, he could have did that. He didn't even have to do that. Oh, he could have just spoke a word. Look at the neighbor and say, he could just speak a word. Amen. Wherefore God also, here we are in that text, and I'm getting through here. Wherefore God has highly exalted him. Amen. The way to go up is to go down. I know you can be up here. But the way to get up, Sister Macia Brown, my kinfolk, the way to get up is to go down. Y'all ain't gonna tell it to me. The way to get up, Jesus humbled himself. So by him humbling himself, even unto the death of the cross, God exalted him. Right. You ain't got to push folk out the way and kick folk and talk bad about me to make yourself look good. Just do right. If you just do right, amen, the steps of a good man or a good woman are ordered by the Lord.
Yes. Come on.
You ain't got to dog me out to make yourself look good. Help me preach here tonight. Anybody out there ever, amen, folks that ever dogged you out just to make themselves look good, amen, but in spite of that, God worked it out on your behalf. And the one that they was talking bad about too, amen, who they was talking about you too, amen, they didn't know that you and that person got a great relationship. That person came back and blessed you anyway. You ain't got to keep chasing folk. Amen. Stop chasing folk that keep talking and running you down. Just keep living right.
Right.
Keep loving folk. Amen. Pardon my drink, but love the hell out of people.
That's
it. On the way. And so what? They don't invite you. Amen. They don't invite you no more. Amen. Just win. God bless you. So what if they don't invite you, amen, to go to dinner no more? Yes. Some of us need to fast more anyway. Stop worrying about folk, amen. They didn't invite you to the, amen. They didn't invite you to the meeting. They didn't invite you to breakfast. Amen. You keep going out with folk, all these different people. You keep having out, then you end up with all these different spirits. You end up with all these different demons. Then you got to wrestle this stuff off because you've been tangling and eating breakfast. You've been eating pancakes and eggs with the wrong person. Stop going out with everybody. Everybody don't mean you well. And stop telling everybody your business. Lord, I got to get through when my time is about up. Stop telling everybody your business. And you wonder why it's all over Facebook, why it's all over Instagram and Twitter. Because you told somebody that you thought, amen, could keep a secret.
Right.
You thought they was your friend. But that friend that you claim is yours, amen, is a friend of your enemy. Don't you know you got enemies sitting in the church? They'll sit right next to you. They'll shout right next to you and can't stand your guts. Lord, I know I'm preaching tonight. Amen. Look at Jesus. He had 12 official members. He had 12, amen, founding members of his church. And one of them turned out to be a devil. Ate with them. Slept with them. Prayed with them. Fasted a little bit with them. Did miracles with him, but he was a devil. Oh, I wish I had about 5 more folk in here tonight that'll help me preach when I'm preaching. You got to watch people. That's right, thank you. Watch and pray. So wherefore God, let me get through here now. I feel it coming on. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him, I'm through with y'all, a name which is above every name. Let the church shout yes. Verse 10, I'm through. Evangelist Sylvia, God bless you. I'm through with y'all tonight, but that at the name of Jesus, inform you that whether you bow now or whether you bow later, you go bow. But if you please, I would like to, encourage you to bow now. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Well, we gonna bow about Paul of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. One theologian put it this way, amen, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And this theologian, while he was writing his dissertation, said, things in heaven, talking about the angels go bow. Why don't you clap your hands and shout yes, Lord? And then this theologian kept writing and said, and things in earth, meaning every man shall bow. And then he said, and things under the earth. The Bible, theologian says, the things under the earth, every demon. By the time this amen man got through writing his dissertation, what he was saying was, every angel, every man, and every demon shall bow. And the Bible declares, and that every tongue should confess. You may not want to acknowledge who he is now, but after a while, your lips and your tongue must admit who Jesus is. For the Bible declares that every tongue should confess. What are we going to confess, Paul? We're going to confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God. I got to get on out of here, but look at a name and say, neighbor. There is something about that name. A great man of God just died a couple of weeks ago. But before he died, years before he died, he sung the song. The song, I believe, was written by Kurt Franklin, but it was sung by the late Bishop Rance Allen. And in this song, the theme of the song says, there's something about the name Jesus. Rance Allen said, it is the sweetest. Yes, oh, yeah. The sweetest name I know. I'm just wondering, is there anybody here that's ever had to call his name? Is there anybody here that can testify about the goodness of that name?
Is there anybody here
that knows demons tremble at that name? I heard that. The Bible declares in Isaiah the 9th chapter, verse number 6, the prophet Isaiah records, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government. I ain't worried about Donald Trump, because the government is on the POJ's shoulders. Say yes. Why are the children of God being tossed aside because of the president's race? I don't care if Donald won a war. Amen. It don't matter to me. If it turns out that Joe Biden won, it don't matter to me who the vice president is. It don't matter to me his righteousness. I am not good. The sweetest frame, but holy lead. Oh, Jesus' name. Say yeah. So the government shall be upon his shoulders. Say yeah. In his name. Oh, I like this part here. In his name. Find you a neighbor. And say neighbor. In his name. Lord, help me tonight. Find you another neighbor. And help me preach my message. Say neighbor. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Let me hear the church shout Wonderful. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. I got to leave y'all now. But before I go, I'm reminded of growing up as a baby in my home church. I can remember as a baby and as a little mini boy hearing some of the saints call him names. Somebody called him a rock in a weary land. Somebody called him a shelter in the time of a storm. Somebody called him the lily of the valley. Somebody called him the bright and morning star. Somebody called him the storm that the builders rejected. I like to say he knew all of my doubts. And he calls all my fears. He's the King of all kings. And he's the Lord of all lords. Say yes. Yes. Ask your neighbor. Say neighbor. Do you know his name? Yeah! 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 Hey! 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 There is something about that name. Say yeah! Say yeah! I got to leave you now. But before I go, I'm reminded of John, the first chapter, verses 1 through 5. The Bible declares, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended
Power, let me hear you say power.
to live right through that name. You got power to love your enemies through that name. Say, yeah, yeah, Lord, yeah, Lord, yeah, yeah.
Tell the world he's my friend.
There's something about that name. I'm through. There's still power in that name. There's still healing in that name. You can still be delivered through that name. Can't nobody. Wave your hand and say, can't nobody. Y'all didn't wave your hand. Wave your hand and say, can't nobody. Can't nobody. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you tonight. We glorify your name. We lift your name up tonight. We thank you for the blessed assurance that your name still reigns supreme. No matter where we go, no matter what part of the country we're preaching, no matter what part of the universe all over this world that's listening to this gospel on tonight. Not trying to offend anybody, but I just want you to know the only way to get to God is through Jesus. That's the only way. He says, I am the way. I preached this message several times. I've been preaching over 20 years. I preached this message several times. It's one of my favorite messages to preach. Every time I preach it, God gives me a little something different on it, and I'm going to keep preaching it. Because the world needs to know that can't nobody do you like Jesus. Amen. Listen. No. Oh. We have our names that we want to call out tonight on our prayer list. Let me hear the key. Y'all got to be right. Pray for me. Pray for me. There you go. Listen, I want y'all to let's believe this tonight. Let's not be, just, don't have me just praying and calling names out. Amen. And y'all not, you're not praying. So I want you to take time to write these names that we're going to call. Just as if it was you. If it was you, you would want somebody to pray for you. And throughout this prayer, throughout these 9 months, we've had a lot of ups and downs. We've experienced death, and we've also experienced healing. And I'm not just talking about healing and folks that died, and we say they were healed in glory. But I'm talking about healed on this side. Brother Durbain Brown, we ask God to touch his body tonight. That's with a D. Brother Durbain Brown. We're seeing the notice now the Lemon family in the death of Evangelist Lemon's husband. Also the Judson family in the loss of their mother. So that's the Lemon family. We just seeing this, the Judson family. Put them on your prayer list. Sister Siobhan in Chicago, Sister Siobhan. We have to pray for her family and the death of her child. The Bluett family. They got some great news. And the Bluett texted me earlier with some great news for their family. And we're grateful to God, but we're going to continue to pray for the Bluett family as a whole. The Harris family, the death of their mother, Mother Rachel Harris. One of my Lewis Paul family, my whole church, my community, I was raised in, Mother Rachel Harris. My old auntie and uncle, the Walkers. And Sister Georgette Walker, Brother Daniel Walker, in the death of their son, Dante Walker. We're also praying for his girlfriend and his child. We're praying for my nephew, Brother Adore, the Saint family. He's eating and he's doing so much better. He's eating and making a mess. And we're just so grateful to God. We know the Stokes family is asking to pray for other families, but we also want to continue to pray for the Stokes family. Amen. By way of Elder Leroy Stokes and his precious wife, Evangelist Stokes. We got word that Brother Wendell Martin was released from the hospital, but we want to continue to pray. We want to pray that God completely heals him so he don't have to go back into the hospital.
It is no secret what God can do. We're praying also for his mother, Sister Melanie Martin, that she's on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Pray that God will make her completely whole. My cousin, Brother Marquis Chapman and his family. Brother Marquis Chapman and his family. That God will continue to strengthen and protect their body. Wrestling with the COVID-19. Also, Brother John Juxley. We ask that God continue to touch the Juxley family and give them strength. In the name of Jesus. God, we even pray for Sister Tiara Harden, one of our faithful members. God, we ask now that you would touch her body. We know what the report says. We know what the doctor is saying, but God, we're going to believe your report, and we thank you for even revealing to the doctors. We're not cursing the doctors. We thank you for doctors. But God, we know that you're the one that has to heal. And we pray that you would touch up our because against every stressful situation in this time. We come against sickness, we come against depression. In the name of Jesus. For the joy of the Lord, Sister Tiara, is your strength. We pray for Ledger Stanton and Deacon Stanton. That God will touch their bodies. In the name of Jesus. From the top of their head to the sole of their feet. God, we ask that your blood would come. Stretch out your nails, strong hands. Touch and heal and deliver. My sister-in-law, Sister Victoria, that God, we thank you that the reports that came back were good. We got good reports back.
Hallelujah.
And we glorify your name. We magnify your name. We thank you for touching her body. God, we pray for the Lord family that we will walk through the strength and touch. In the name of Jesus. Pray for my cousin, Brother Melvin Brown. Brother Melvin Brown fell a couple of days ago. God, we pray that you would touch his body. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen him wherever he might be weak. We thank you. I talked to my sister today, her friend, Brother Mills. We prayed for him on Sunday, and he came out the hospital today, and we thank God for him. We thank God for touching Brother Mills' body, and God, we give you glory. Touch my sister, and touch my brother in the name of Jesus. Sister Barbara and Sister Camila, our church family, they are all the way in California. We want y'all to keep them in prayer, Sister Barbara, Sister Camila, in the death of Sister Camila's father. Sister Camila's father passed on Thanksgiving. And we want to continue to lift that family up in prayer. And also, last but not least, our childhood friend, Brother Terrence Minor, especially known as Weedy, Brother Weedy, Brother Terrence Minor. But we got word about him on today. We pray that you will touch his body. Just have a kidney transplant. God, we pray that all is well. Pray that you will strengthen him. Work it out for him. Let your blood cover. In the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We still believe that in your name, there's still healing, deliverance, and miracles. All of these names that are called. Evangelist Stephen's family, the names that she put up. I can't see those names now, but God, we pray that you would touch the families that are wrestling with the COVID-19. God, we don't want to tempt you. We don't want to need you to prove who you are. Help us to do what we're supposed to do. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen those that are wrestling with the COVID. In the name of Jesus, help us to listen to the direction that you've given the professionals, the health care workers, the knowledge that you've given them, all those years of schooling that they've went to, is all because of you. God, we're not saying you sent COVID, but you allowed it to come. And we just thank you. We thank you. We Some of us have even lost family members that have been attacked by that. But God, we thank you that we are still here. And we glorify your name. These are the blessings we ask and pray in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Amen. Listen, we want to raise our first tonight offering. Amen. We're through. Amen. We're through. If you have been blessed by tonight's service, never do we ask for a certain amount. We always ask if the Lord, yeah, I call his name, yeah, Brother Weedy. Amen. Evander Stevens, okay, family, yeah. Amen. We never ask for a certain amount. We're not going to start tonight. But if you've been blessed by the word, by my precious wife, my daughter singing, by my family tonight, you've been blessed, and if you feel it's just right, the Lord lays it on your heart to sow, to give a love offering on tonight. If you just feel that the Lord is impressing that on your spirit, if you don't want to, if you don't feel it, then you don't. You don't have to. Amen. But for those that would like to be a blessing, man, we don't do this for money. We never know if we're going to get anything. We don't do it because of that. We do it because we just love God and we love his people. And Praise Tabernacle, you know, we through this 9 months, you never missed a Sunday service, whether it was me or my wife.
Yes.
Amen. We will some Sundays be spread all over Georgia.
Yes.
But we never missed a Sunday morning service. Amen. And we're just grateful to God that he put us together, allowed us to yet serve his people. How do we serve God? We serve God by serving his people. Amen. Not knowing if anyone would tune in, not knowing if anyone would listen through the Chaos Blog Talk Radio. We never know. But we're yet here and available. And I'm proud to say and thank God that every service, every Thursday night service, we started with Friday night here. And we changed that to a Thursday night. Since the pandemic has gone on, every Friday, every Thursday, every Sunday service, we've always had somebody tuning in. And we're grateful to God. We just want to thank you so much for supporting us. If you would like to be a blessing tonight, you can do it by Cash App. Amen. Cash App is $OZ264. Once again, the Cash App, those of you that would like to be a blessing tonight, any amount, whatever the Lord lays on your heart, we're not asking for any specific amount. This can be a cheerful giver. You can do that at $OZ, that's Omar Zachary, $OZ264. Or you can call our church financial offices. And if you call them, no, this is for Brother Omar. Let's take his wife out to eat. This is Brother Omar. Let him get some groceries. Call this number. You can use your debit, your credit card, PayPal, Venmo, or you can get the mailing address if you would like to mail in a love offering. Call this number, 678-760-6056. Amen. No gift is too small. We're grateful for whatever, if the Lord lays it on your heart. 678-760-6056. And may the Lord bless you real good. Amen. We're through for tonight. Praise Tabernacle. We want you to be encouraged. Listen. Got just a couple of announcements, and I'll be through with doing the benediction. Thank God some of you have already started giving. Thank you so much. Listen, as we are looking to return back to our building, we developed a team to make phone calls for all the members.
the numbers that we had on record, Sister Mayo, all the numbers we had, Sister Mayo Taylor, the numbers we had on record, and we had the team that was calling all members to kind of do a survey on who would like to return next to who wants to just continue to watch, amen, through Facebook Live, YouTube, or what have you, or listening by the radio. If you have not received a call, I'm going to give you the number to call. Okay? If you have not received a call in regards to whether or not you want to return, because we can't get everybody in, but we got room for about 30 to 35. So we're trying to see if we need to set a schedule or how we need to do it. Okay? So I need you, if you have not received a call, if you have not, and there's no question, if you want to keep watching by Facebook Live and you don't want to come out your house and have to wear the mask, you know, then stay at home. Okay? Y'all already know we gonna this train is keeping going. It's been going for 9 months. It's going to keep going. Then we have to decide, hey, if we're going to be in the building, do we want to continue to pay? Okay? We have other opportunities. That might save us a little money. So on Sundays, the finance committee is going to be talking to y'all, okay, about our options. See if we want to stay in here in that building. But it's going to take all of us. Okay? But we understand we are the church. And we just had church tonight. Matter of fact, we in church now. A building don't dictate to us who we are. I can't get no help here. Okay? Building don't dictate. We've been having church right here in my garage for 9 months. Matter of fact, we've been having more church since the pandemic than we was having before the pandemic. I'm preaching twice a week now, when I was only preaching twice a month. Okay, so I'm not stuck on no bills. I don't care what folks don't say. They ain't folks that talking ain't paying the bills anyway. Okay? So we don't care about that. I don't. And don't you care about it either. Okay? It ain't nothing but a building. A good wind can come by. We don't own the building anyway. We renting it. Y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight. So we ain't stuck on that. Amen. So we got some decisions we got to make. Amen. As a church. Okay? Because I can't pay it all and I'm not going to try. I got a wife and 5 kids. Okay? That's my first responsibility. Okay, but if we come together and this is what we decide we want to do, then we can do it. But I'm going to need your help. Okay? If not, that means I got to make some other decisions. Okay? So don't be mad if we got to make other decisions. Okay? So, and this is going to be, even if you're staying at home, we're going to be counting on you to yield. Okay? We're going to be counting on you. As we stay with the other options, we got some other visions and goals. If we have to go that way, what we're going to do. So I'm just asking you, if you're a member of Praise Tabernacle, amen, and you love me as your pastor, and you do like Paul, so you follow me as I follow Christ, amen. When I stop preaching Christ and stop living for him, if you see something different, you find you another church, amen. You ain't got to stay at the church and cause hell. Find you another church, amen, or start your own church. I can't get no help here. Amen. You have the right to start your own church, amen. But those of you that's going to be a part of Praise Tabernacle, I ask that you follow me as I follow Christ. I ask for your support, amen, physically and financially and spiritually. Okay? So if you have not received a phone call over the past couple of weeks and you are wanting to return, you're wanting to return back to the building, I'm asking you to call Sister Mel Taylor at 678-320-8128. Once again, okay, don't call me. Okay, don't call me. I'm giving you the number to call. Okay, because we have an order. We have a way in which we're doing this. Okay, Sister Mel Taylor. You can call her at 678-320-8128. I'm asking every member, every friend, if you feel like you're a part of Praise Tabernacle, you've been watching it, amen, you want to be a part of the live service, call that number. Let them know. If you don't want to be, you're a member, you're a friend, you're a supporter, and you just want to keep watching on Facebook, okay, then that's fine. Even if you're a member, that I already talked to several members that they don't feel comfortable yet, and that is fine. If enough of y'all don't feel comfortable, amen, we're going to keep doing it the way we're doing it. Okay, right here. As I already told y'all, I got another pastor friend that has already opened up the doors of his church, of his building. Okay? We're not limited. We're all over the world now. So we're not, from me and my wife's garage, God has put us all over the world. So we're not limited to any building. We're not limited. But if it can be a blessing, you know, less stress, I'm looking for less stress as possible. Okay? So contact Sister Mel Taylor. She's waiting to hear from you. We're trying to start that this Sunday. Elder Taylor, her husband, he'll be preaching Sunday morning. I want y'all to tune in. Amen. We want you to be a blessing to the church. Now we're going to be doing some new things, some different things. I also want you to be a blessing to the man of God on Sunday. I'm saying that now, so ain't no questions in my absence on Sunday. We're going to give his information. Amen. If you're blessed by the word of God, we can go to Church's Chicken. We can go to Burger King. Spend $5, $10, $15, $20. But we'll go to church and order off the dollar menu. The dollar goes to church every Sunday. Dollar comes to church every Thursday, every day of the week. You ask the $50 bill, where they been? They'll tell you, I've been to Disney. You ask the $100, where they been? I've been to China. I've been to Aruba. $10, where you been? I've been to Fifth Town. I've been to Lenox Mall. I've been to Perimeter Mall. Well, ain't much you're going to get out of there for $10. $5, where you been? I've been to Crystal's and Waffle House. Dollar. Brother Dollar, where you been? I've been to church. And I've been saved all day, and I'm glad. The dollar goes to church. Amen. All the time. Okay? So we want to start being a blessing. Okay? We want to start being a blessing to those that are delivering the word. Okay? We've done some things throughout the years, because that's what we just thought. That's what we was raised, but now we're seeing a little things different. Serving is worthy of his hire. That's not just me as the pastor. Whoever delivers the word of God. Your blessing could be in anyone's mouth. Not necessarily your pastor all the time. Now, it's right to take care of your pastor. Don't get me wrong. It's right. That's biblical. To take care of your pastor. But we want to start, amen, giving a little more honor to those, especially a part of our church. I've been to several churches and we've been blessing them, but we've never really been a financial blessing to our own. And we want to start doing that. And it's as the Lord lay on your heart. If the Lord don't lay it on your heart, then don't you do nothing. Don't feel bad. But we at least want to put it out there. For somebody, now that we're all over the world, somebody may want to be a blessing. Okay? So that's where we're going. I have spoken it. There's no debate about that. Don't call me. There's no need to. I don't need no meeting on that. I've spoken. Amen. If you don't want to give, don't you give. And please don't try to discourage anyone else from giving. But God has blessed us with some great leaders. And we just want to let them know we appreciate them. So on Sunday. Now, let's. Whoever's the speaker, if Taylor to be Sunday, say, if you don't want no off, you don't want, then that's different. But we at least want to, amen, give that opportunity. So we thank you tonight. God bless you. Thank you for waiting in on us. It took a little longer. Amen. Tonight, y'all be praying for us. Some of us will be heading out of town. Amen. Others will be staying here. Amen. Meet us Sunday morning. Tune right back in. Sunday morning. From our headquarters, 877 North Clayton Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia. This has been your friend, Bishop Brother Omar Zachary Family Ministries. Father, we thank you. We glorify your name tonight. how to reach the masses. Someone asked, men of every birth, one answer. Jesus gave the key. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. God, we thank you for allowing us to preach the glorious gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There may be one under the sound of my voice after hearing this message tonight. You want to receive Christ into your heart. It's real simple. Just repeat this quick prayer after me. Lord, I'm sorry for the sins I've committed. Tonight I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I open up the doors of my heart and I welcome Jesus in to be both Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. We thank you for all those that are listening and that have viewed this service on tonight. We know that many were touched, healed, and delivered. As we leave this place with your presence, Matthew 28:19-20 tells us to go through that form. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. God bless you, and good night.